the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful Christian music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and continue with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, yesterday, we discussed the subtopic of prophetic days, days of prophecy. And I know that you will be blessed as you listen to Dr. Green today. And before that, I do want to briefly mention our gift offer, our salvation offer, containing a book and three CDs. Listen after the message. Well, right now, let's hear I Belong to the King, and then Dr. Green.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace of air. For He tells children His splendors shall share. I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know, for His mercy and kindness so free are unceasingly mine, wheresoever I belong to the King, and His promise is true, that we all shall be gathered at last, in His kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life will dwell by His glorified throne.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, today as we open thy word. May thy will be done. May some soul be born into the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen. So far, we have studied man's day. Now, the day of man, or man's day, the day of salvation. And then, on the last broadcast, we studied the day of Jesus. The day of Jesus. Now, today, we're going to study the day of Christ. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians 1, and I read verse 6 and following through 10. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The day of Jesus Christ. Now, it does not say, and I want to point this out and make it clear, it does not read, he is able. It reads, he will. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, I pointed out yesterday that the day of Jesus was the day of salvation. That is, the day when Jesus came to lay his life down. He was God, the God-man, God in flesh. Now, we are talking about the day of Jesus Christ and its future, and I'll show you that. It's out yonder. It has not been. It will be. Now, let me show you. Read on. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Till the day of Christ. Now, in Paul's day, when he penned down these words, inspired of God, he wrote this little epistle to the believers in Philippi, and he said, I want you to abound in knowledge, and I want you to be, well, today we would say clean and upright and dedicated and surrendered and separated until the day of Christ. And that's the day when Jesus will come for his church, for his children, for the believers, the day of Christ. Now, the day of the Lord is another day, and we're going to study that. We're going to study the day of the Lord. We'll study the day of the Lord, the day of the Lamb, and the day of God, and the day of judgment. They are all in the Bible. But today, I'm talking about the day of Christ, Christ's day. Not the day of salvation, not the day of man, not the day of the Son, not the day of Jesus, but the day of Christ. The day when Christ comes for his bride, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, look if you will at Philippians 2:16. Philippians 2:16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Now, the day of Christ will be a day of rewarding, a day of honor, a day of glory, because Paul is saying here that in that glorious day, when I see the children of God, the saints of God, those that I had the privilege of preaching the gospel to and through the gospel were saved, when I see the great number, then I will rejoice, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. It'll be a day of rejoicing, the day of Christ. This is a day of rejoicing to a degree. But now let me ask you something. Now listen. Listen to me. I said this is a day of rejoicing to a degree or to a point. Now, when you read the newspapers, when you hear the news on the radio, and when you visit the hospitals and the sanatoriums, and When you look out over this world, well, you can't see the world, but when you hear of the starving millions, and there are millions starving, and destitute, and little children naked and cold and hungry, and when you look at good old America, thank God for America, with all, I don't thank God for its sin, but with all of its sin, with all of its wickedness, drinking, doping, with all of the ungodliness, I thank God that America still exists. And I thank God that I have the high and honored privilege of living in America. Some folks who talk about it, run it down, criticize it, I tell you, they should move to Cuba. It's not far, you know, Cuba, just over, you know, you can almost swim over there if you want to go bad enough. And I think some people, the way they talk about America and run down America, I think they must want to get out. So I don't see why they just don't jump in and start swimming. Now, listen, I don't appreciate the sins of America and some of the people of America hate God and hate righteousness. But listen, brother, America is the greatest nation on the face of God's earth, and you know it if you'll be honest. There is no place on earth where there is as much liberty and freedom as in America. No place. No place where people have good food, good homes, good clothes. I know there are some hungry people in America, but the mass of our people do have food and raiment and a shelter over their head, while millions starve in other places around the world. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. There's not much to shout about, there's not much to rejoice about, there's not much to be happy about, except the fact that we're born again, children of God, bound for heaven. Now, I rejoice in the Lord, but when I look out across this land of ours, I don't see much to rejoice about. Bloodshed, murder, rape, thieving, stealing, robbing, killing, you know as well as I do, suffering, tears, heartache, misery. But there will be a day. The day of Christ will be a day of rejoicing. Look at Ephesians 4 and verse 30. Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Now, certainly that's not talking about the redemption of the Spirit, because the Spirit is redeemed now if you're born again. The Spirit was redeemed the split second that you exercised faith in God, you believed on Jesus, you received Jesus, that second you were redeemed. You were redeemed. But this is talking about the redemption of the body. The redemption of the body in the glorious resurrection. When Jesus comes in the clouds, and the dead in Christ are raised, and the living ones are caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the heavenly host. Hallelujah. And so grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day. What day? The day of redemption. Hallelujah. And that's the day of Christ, the day when Christ will come and raise the bodies of the saints and the spirits of the saints that have died since Pentecost. Of course, the saints that have died, period, will be raised and be caught up, and the living saints will be translated in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Turn to 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1. Paul writing to the church at Corinth, verse 7, so that ye come behind in no gift. Now watch it. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch it. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the day of Christ, that you may be blameless. Now you listen to me, beloved. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Listen carefully. Nothing shall enter that city that defileth. Nothing shall enter that city that is unclean, or has a spot or a wrinkle. The bride of Christ, the New Testament church made up of all believers, will be spotless, wrinkleless, and without blame. no blemish, no spot, no wrinkle. A holy church, a spotless church. And the only way that you can be spotless and the only way that I can be spotless is to be in Jesus. And when Jesus comes and receives his own, the living saints will be translated, the saints who've died, their bodies will be raised and glorified, and we'll stand before God the Father just as though we had never committed a sin. We'll stand there spotless and without a blemish because of the grace of God, the blood of the Lamb, and the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who shall also confirm you unto the end? Confirm you unto the end. The end of the church age, the end of the day of grace, the time when the church will be translated, and the day of grace as we know it in this church age will be no more. Now, Adam was saved by grace, Eve was saved by grace, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and on down Abraham was saved by grace. All have been saved by grace, but there has never been a day like this day of God's grace, and there never will be after the rapture another day like this glorious day when we, those of us, all of us who listen, those of you there and I'm here, we find grace in the eyes of the Lord when we believe and put our trust and our faith in his shed blood and in his finished work. All right, I want you to turn now, if you will, to a scripture that I believe will help you to face the burdens of this day. Because, beloved, there's a day coming when we'll have no more burdens. You'll have burdens today. I'm on from early morning until midnight, and I may be speaking to you before sunrise. I may be speaking to someone near midnight. You've had trials today. You'll have them tomorrow. If any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution, Paul said. And Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. But glory to God, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. Hallelujah. Until the day dawn. Now that's the day of Christ. The day of salvation has already dawned. We're living in the glorious day of salvation. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians. But we are looking forward to the day that will dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. And that's Jesus. Hallelujah. That is, we'll be caught up to meet him, and every one of us will live next door to Jesus because he will be the light of the city. There'll be no temple. He is the temple. He is our all in all, and in him we are complete, and without him we're nothing. So the day of Christ is that glorious day when Christ will come and claim his own. It'll be a day of redemption. It'll be a day of manifestation. It'll be a day of reckoning. It'll be a day of testing. It'll be a day of reward. It'll be a day of rejoicing. It'll be a day of completion. We will be complete. We'll never be tempted anymore. We'll have a body just like his glorious body. And we'll be with him. And we'll never know temptation anymore. Hallelujah. We'll never have any more heartaches or tears. No more sorrow. A day of completion. A day of grace and a day of glory. A glorious day. Now, that day could be upon us. I mean by that, Christ can come today. I don't care what time of day it is where you are now. It may be early morning. It may be late at night. It may be noontime. It may be mid-morning. It may be mid-afternoon. The gospel hour is heard all hours of the day and part of the night. from coast to coast, and I don't know what time it is where you are, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God's Christ, could come today, because the day of Christ will come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. One of these days, the day of salvation will be over. The day of grace, as we know it, will be over. The day of the church, as we know it, will be over. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God's Christ, who took a body of flesh and died on the cross to save sinners, will come and call his bride to meet him in the air. Now, if you're born again, you don't have anything to fear. You don't have anything to worry about. You don't have anything to dread. But if you're not born again, you don't have anything to rejoice about. Because if Jesus should come today, you'd be left. He may come in the next 60 seconds. Remember, it'll all be over in the twinkling of an eye. It won't take 60 seconds, my friend. It'll only take a second, and it'll all be over. Now, if he should come right now, are you prepared to meet him? Do you know that your sins are washed away in the precious blood of Jesus? Do you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you don't, you can know it right now. I say this, if you do not know that you're born again, just as surely and just as positively as you know you're breathing, I'd hate to die with your religion, and I'd hate to have your kind of religion if Jesus should come today. We know that we've passed from death unto life, John said. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So if you have committed your spirit, your soul, and all that you are to Jesus, he's able to keep all that you've committed to him until that day. That's the day of Christ, when Christ will come to judge in righteousness, to reward in righteousness. Everyone will receive his just and right reward. I beg you, if you're not saved, bow your head, confess your sins, and ask Jesus to save you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, through his shed blood and for his sake, honor and glory, save every soul that's under conviction. Save all who call upon thee now. Save that soul that's nearest hell. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. And before we close today, I want to remind you that we are in the second week of our gift offer W. I like to call this our salvation offer. And it's been very well received by everyone. And we've had lots of orders, but we have plenty of materials. So if you have not already ordered, or if you've already received your package and would like to order another set or two, you're certainly welcome to do so. Now, gift offer W contains a book and several CDs, and I know that you will enjoy and learn from and be blessed by everything that's in our Offer W, and it's all available in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. As always, if you can send $25, $30, $50, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, you know that your donation will be used to keep this program on the air. So if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for Gift Offer W or the Salvation Offer, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Believe and Be Saved by my dad, a hardback book, 366 pages long, 14 great chapters, plus an introduction and a foreword. And for those of you who have read several of my dad's books, you know that the introduction is not to be missed. That's Believe and Be Saved. Then we have a sermon on CD that my dad preached in the great big tent many, many years ago. It's entitled People Tagged for Hell, preached to a live audience, and it's about an hour long, and I know that you'll be blessed as you listen to my dad preach to a live audience. It's different in his teaching us on the radio, not in doctrine, but in the way he delivers it. So that's People Tagged for Hell. Then we have two classic radio sermons on a CD. First, Are You Saved? Followed by 7 Bible Knots, N-O-T-S, and 2 great messages that my dad preached on the radio. Finally, a special message on salvation preached at the Tabernacle Baptist Church back in 1973. It didn't quite finish because the tape ran out when they recorded it, but it's a great, great sermon. So to get all of this material, just ask for Gift Offer W and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.